Jayam Vishnupad Padamahamsa Parivrajakacharya Asatara Satashri Srimad His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivinoda Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Bhagavad Gita Granta Raj Ki Jai. All glories to assembled devotees, all glories to assembled devotees, all glories to assembled devotees, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.
So where is... So, आज हमारे बीच में इसलिए श्याम सुंदर प्रभु आए हैं हम उनका स्वागत करना चाहेंगे तीन बार हरि बोल ध्वनि बोल के प्लीज स्वागत कीजिए हरि बोल
हरि कृष्ण
हरि बोल
हरि बोल
हरि बोल श्याम सुंदर प्रभु श्रील प्रभुपाद जी के डिसाइपल हैं और इन्होंने 1976 में मूवमेंट को ज्वाइन किया था और कनाडा में ज्वाइन किया था उससे पहले प्रभु जी मैथमेटिक्स में काफी इंटरेस्ट था इनका तो मैथमेटिक्स स्टूडेंट्स से उनको स्कॉलरशिप मिला था मैथमेटिक्स में यूनिवर्सिटी की तरफ से तो अपना डिग्री उस टाइम कर रहे थे प्रभुपाद जी कॉन्टेक्ट में आए फिर उन्होंने मूवमेंट ज्वाइन किया तब से प्रभु जी को बहुत सारी सेवाएं मिली हैं और पिछले 25 साल से प्रभु जी इस्कॉन में जाने माने एस्ट्रोलॉजर भी हैं लेकिन वो भौतिक उनकी तरह नहीं है कि जो एस्ट्रोलॉजी को पैसे के लिए यूज करते हैं प्रभु जी एस्ट्रोलॉजी को डिवोटीज की समस्याओं को सुलझाने के लिए समटाइम वो यूज करते हैं और साथ में प्रभु जी को बहुत सारी सेवाएं मिली हैं इस्कॉन की तरफ से So,
I also created the Vaishnav calendar program.
Yes, so jo Vaishnav calendar jo dekhte hain wohi Prabhu ji ne banaya hai is form mein. Jo aap dekhte hain chota jo Vaishnav calendar hai wo Prabhu ji ka hi design kiya hua hai. So aaj Prabhu ji bahut bhagyashali hain hum ki Prabhu ji ne itna samay nikala aur Prabhu ji ka bhi thoda din pehle accident bhi hua tha bahut severe Janmashtami ke din Janmashtami se ek din pehle तो प्रभु जी के
12
फ्रैक्चर हो गए थे तो अभी प्रभु जी और इनकी वाइफ गेस्ट हाउस में ही रुके हुए हैं तो प्रभु जी अभी थोड़ा ठीक हो गए लेकिन माता जी की तबीयत अभी भी काफी खराब है उनके नेक में फ्रैक्चर है तो उनको हेल्प लगा हुआ है तो प्रभु जी इसी कंडीशन अब ठीक है प्रभु जी तो प्रभु जी ने दोबारा से अपना सारा इवन जब प्रभु जी बेड में थे फर्स्ट टाइम जो मैं मिलने गया था जब प्रभु जी को दो तीन दिन ही हुए थे उस टाइम पे प्रभु जी प्रचार ही कर रहे थे इवन इन दैट कंडीशन कि उनको हाथ भी हिला नहीं पा रहे थे सो दैट कन्विक्शन इज रिक्वायर्ड कृष्ण इज वेरी हैप्पी व्हेन ही सीज सच कन्विक्शन सो हम प्रभु जी का बहुत बहुत स्वागत करते हैं हरे कृष्ण
हरे कृष्ण वेयर इज द ट्रांसलेटर हु इज गोइंग टू ट्रांसलेट ओके So today we're reading from the glorious Bhagavad Gita, second chapter, verses 50 and 51, you told me.
Yes, shloka number 50 or 51.
Should I say the Sanskrit or just the...
You can do it because they have Bhagavad Gita book.
Okay.
Everyone
has one?
Yes, they have.
Okay. बुद्धि युक्तो जहातीहा उभे सुकृत दुष्कृते
अब साथ साथ में पीछे पीछे दोहरा सकते हैं
तस्माद् योगाय युज्यस्व योग कर्मेषु कर्मासु कौशलम
आप सब लोग प्रभु जी बोल रहे हैं कि जैसे प्रभु जी बोल रहे हैं तो आप लोग पीछे पीछे दोहराइए
सो द ट्रांसलेशन बाय श्रील प्रभुपाद A man engaged in devotional service rids himself of both good and bad reactions even in this life. Therefore strive for yoga, which is the art of all work.
ये translation पढ़ा प्रभु जी ने जो श्लोक संख्या 50 निकाली आप सब लोगों ने है ना तो उसका translation है
They've all got the translation?
Yes, they
have. Okay, good. And I'll read the translation of the next verse also. By thus engaging in devotional service to the Lord, great sages or devotees free themselves from the results of work in the material world. In this way, they become free from the cycle of birth and death and attain the state beyond all miseries by going back to Godhead.
प्रभु जी मेरे को दे दीजिए हिंदी की कॉपी
What's happening? This is a Hindi version right here.
दूसरे अध्याय का 50वां श्लोक है और 51वां Please, thank you.
95.
हाँ, 94 and 95. 50 से क्या हुआ? तो प्रभुजी ने इनका अभी ट्रांसलेशन पढ़ा था कि भक्ति में संलग्न मनुष्य इस जीवन में ही अच्छे तथा बुरे कार्यों से अपने को मुक्त कर लेता है, अतः योग के लिए प्रयत्न करो क्योंकि सारा कार्य कौशल यही है। और नेक्स्ट उसका ट्रांसलेशन है 91 श्लोक का, इस तरह भगवत भक्ति में लगे रहकर बड़े बड़े ऋषि मुनि अथवा भक्तगण अपने आप को इस भौतिक संसार में कर्म के फलों से मुक्त कर लेते हैं। इस प्रकार वे जन्म मृत्यु के चक्र से छूट जाते हैं और भगवान के पास जाकर उस अवस्था को प्राप्त करते हैं जो समस्त दुखों से परे है।
मम ज्ञानतिमिरन्दस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितमेन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। I was born into the darkest of ignorance, but my spiritual master opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances unto him. So in this verse, Krishna uses the statement, the art of all work.
So is shlok mein Bhagwan Krishna karya karne ki kala ke bare mein batate hain.
Today there are some persons who advertise the art of living. So Krishna has already discussed about the art of living, the art of working.
So Bhagwan Krishna ne pehle hi art of living ki kaise jiya jaye uske bare mein charcha kar chuke hain.
So Srila Prabhupada, he explains, since time immemorial, each living entity has accumulated various reactions of his good and bad work.
So Srila Prabhupada batate hain ki pichle ki kaafi janmon se, time immemorial, pichle kaafi janmon se jo hai jeev,
the purport is right there.
Acha jeevatma anadi kaal se apne acche tha bure karm ke phalon ko sanchit karta kar raha hai.
As such, he is continuously ignorant of his real constitutional position. One's ignorance can be removed by the instruction of the Bhagavad Gita, which teaches one to surrender unto Lord Krishna in all respects and become liberated from the chained victimization of action and reaction, birth after birth.
इस अज्ञान को भगवत गीता के उपदेश से दूर किया जा सकता है। यह हमें पूर्ण रूप में भगवान श्री कृष्ण की शरण में जाने तथा जन्म जन्मांतर कर्म फल की श्रृंखला का शिकार बनने से मुक्त होने का उपदेश देती है।
अर्जुन इज देयरफॉर एडवाइज्ड टू एक्ट इन कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस, द प्यूरिफाइंग प्रोसेस ऑफ रिजल्टेंट एक्शन।
अतः अर्जुन को कृष्ण भावनामृत में कार्य करने के लिए कहा गया है क्योंकि कर्म फल के शुद्ध होने की यही प्रक्रिया है।
एंड द पर्पस ऑफ द सेकंड वर्स, the liberated living entities belong to that place where there is no material miseries.
Mukt jeevon ka sambandh us sthan se hota hai jahan bhautik kasht nahi hote.
The Srimad Bhagavatam says, samasritaye pada palava plavam mahat padam punya yasho murarehe vavam budhir vatsa padam param padam 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 yat vi padam natesham. For one who has accepted the boat of the lotus feet of the Lord, who is the shelter of the cosmic manifestation and who is famous as Mukunda, or the giver of mukti, the ocean of the material world is like the water contained in a calf's footprint. Parampadam, or the place where there are no material miseries, or Vaikuntha, is his goal, not the place where there is danger in every step of life.
जिसने उन भगवान के चरण कमल रूपी नाव को ग्रहण कर लिया है जो दृश्य जगत के आश्रय हैं और मुकुंद नाम से विख्यात हैं, अर्थात मुक्ति के दाता हैं, उसके लिए यह भवसागर गोकुल में समाय जल के समान है। उसका लक्ष्य परम पदम है, अर्थात वह स्थान जहां भौतिक कष्ट नहीं है, क्या कि वैकुंठ है, वह स्थान नहीं जहां पद पद पर संकट हो।
So in the first verse, Krishna uses this expression, yoga karmashu kaushalam, that he says, therefore strive for yoga, which is the art of all work.
In the first shloka, Krishna is saying that
कि हमें योग करना चाहिए.
It's yoga karmashu kaushalam. Therefore, strive for yoga, which is the art of all work.
तो हमें योग करना चाहिए जो कि सारे कार्यों का मूल तत्व है.
So this is this idea of art of work implies that there are different world views, different ways of looking at the world.
तो ये कार्य करने का जो भाव है वास्तव में विश्व को कई दृष्टियों से देखने का भाव है.
People who are caught up in ignorance, as described in the purport, they are seeking after enjoying in material life.
तो जो लोग अज्ञानता में हैं, वो वस्तुतः भौतिक जीवन में आनंद प्राप्त करने का प्रयास कर रहे हैं.
They simply want to, they just want to try to progress and advance in material life.
वो सिर्फ भौतिक जीवन में उन्नति करना चाहते हैं.
They are not Brahma Bhuta, they are Jiva Bhuta. They just see that advancement in material life is the summum bonum and the main objective of life. That is what we should be doing, is becoming consumers and becoming happy in material life.
So Brahma Bhuta nahi hai, wo Jiva Bhuta hai. Wo sirf mukhyatah dekh rahe hain कि भौतिक जीवन में कैसे भोग किया जाए और कैसे खुशी प्राप्त की जाए, यही उनके जीवन का मुख्य उद्देश्य है.
But the art of work means that our worldview is a God-centered worldview.
लेकिन जो कार्य करने की शैली है वो वास्तव में क्या है, भगवान को जीवन का केंद्र बना के होना चाहिए.
And as explained in the purport, in the verse which we just read, that the goal of such a person is that they want to go back home, back to Godhead.
जैसा कि यहाँ बताया गया है कि मनुष्य का उद्देश्य ये होना चाहिए कि वो भगवत धाम की प्राप्ति करे और भगवत धाम वापस जाए.
So that is their world view, is that Krishna is the center, we want to please God. Yet at the same time, we are stuck in the material world. We have material bodies.
तो ये विश्व दृष्टि है जहां पर हम ये देखें कि कृष्ण जीवन का केंद्र है, भगवान जीवन का केंद्र है और साथ में हम इस भौतिक जगत में फंसे हुए हैं.
So material body means everything that goes with the material body. We have to have food, or what are the necessities of the material body? The same things been for the last million years. You know, it's always the same: eating, sleeping, mating, defending.
तो भौतिक शरीर का अर्थ है कि हमारी भौतिक आवश्यकताएं जैसे आहार, निद्रा, भय और मैथुन.
So this is, sometimes people say, oh, in the modern world it's different than it was before, but that's not a fact. It's always the same.
कुछ लोग कहते हैं जो आधुनिक युग है वो पहले से बेहतर है, अलग है, लेकिन ये वैसा ही है.
And that because it's the modern world, we don't need these scriptures.
तो इसीलिए लोग कहते हैं कि आधुनिक विश्व के अंदर हमें शास्त्रों की कोई आवश्यकता नहीं है.
But this is illusory. So this is just not true. It's false, because even say Manu, he was explaining how at the time when Manu was composing Manusmita, that there was people then who were saying, oh, the modern world. That anything modern simply means it's not Vedic.
तो मनु संहिता के समय में भी कहा जाता था कि आधुनिक, लेकिन आधुनिक का मतलब ये है जो वैदिक नहीं है.
Modern simply means to become more entangled in material life.
आधुनिक का मतलब है कि भौतिक जगत में और फंस जाना.
The attempt to try to enjoy material life.
ऐसा प्रयास करना जिससे हम इस भौतिक जीवन को और भोग सकें.
But it's not possible to enjoy material life.
लेकिन ये संभव नहीं है कि हम भौतिक जगत में भोग कर सकें.
Because by definition, as Krishna explains in other places in the Bhagavad Gita, by definition, material life is miserable.
तो भगवान भागवत गीता में ये बताते हैं परिभाषा के अनुसार कि भौतिक जगत, भौतिक जीवन दुखों का घर है.
That Krishna, he should know. He's the one who created the material world, and he knows how he made it. He said, "It is dukkalayam ashashvatam." It is a temporary place full of misery. That is what the produce. That's what the manufacturer has described the product to be.
कृष्ण जो है वो भौतिक जगत के निर्माता हैं और वो इसे सबसे बेहतर और सबसे अच्छा जानते हैं क्योंकि उन्होंने स्वयं इस भौतिक जगत को बनाया है और वो कहते हैं ये दुखों का घर है.
So since Krishna is the manufacturer of this place, he knows how it runs, isn't it?
तो कृष्ण निर्माता हैं इसलिए वो जानते हैं कि ये कैसे चलता है.
So getting back to our point, we are in the material world, and material world we have so many needs, you know, because we have the body, we are forced, you know, to with so many things, you know, eating, sleeping, mating, defending. Everybody has to eat. Everybody has sexual desire. Everybody has need for shelter. This is just an absolute necessity that comes along with the body.
तो हमारे पास शरीर है और इस शरीर की कई आवश्यकताएं हैं जैसे आहार निद्रा भय मैथुन. तो इसका मतलब है कि हमें खाना भी होगा हमें सोना भी होगा पीना भी होगा तो ये सब भौतिक आवश्यकताएं शरीर के साथ संबंधित हैं.
So what is the art of work? The art of work is to fulfill, to act, to do all our bodily necessities in such a way that first of all they do not entangle us further in material life, and second of all, so that they are pleasing to Krishna, and they become a way of getting us out of material life.
तुम्हें इस तरह से कार्य करना होगा कि हम इस भौतिक जगत में उन कार्यों को करते हुए ना फंसें, और दूसरा उन कार्यों को करके हम कृष्ण की प्रसन्नता का कारण बन सकें.
So in the case of Arjuna, he is a warrior. So he was becoming, he was deviating from his prescribed duty because of selfishness.
तो अर्जुन क्षत्रिय है योद्धा है तो वो अपने धर्म से विमुख हो रहे थे.
Because he was forced to, in his situation, he was forced to have to kill his family members, his grandfather, his guru, people who were very dear to him.
क्योंकि उनको परिस्थिति वश अपने उन स्वजनों परिजनों को मारना पड़ रहा था जो उनके गुरु थे और उनके गाला थे.
So this is not an ideal situation, so he felt disturbed by the whole situation.
ये एक आदर्श स्थिति नहीं है और इस परिस्थिति के कारण वो संकट में थे.
Performance of our prescribed duties is not always easy because most of the time or often it's not an ideal situation.
हमारा जो नियमित कार्य है वो करना हमेशा सरल नहीं होता है.
So what does Krishna tell us? That's because Arjuna was attached. Arjuna was attached to the results. He wanted family happiness. He wanted so many. He's portraying the life of an ordinary person. So he had these attachments. So Krishna is instructing him how to live, how to work according to the art of yoga.
अर्जुन जो थे वो परिणाम से आसक्त थे वो पारिवारिक खुशी को देखना चाहते थे तो इसीलिए कृष्ण भागवत गीता में उन्हें कर्म करने की शैली सिखा रहे हैं.
In other words, how to do his prescribed duties in order to please Krishna.
इसका अर्थ है कि किस तरह से हम अपने नियमित कर्मों को करें कृष्ण को प्रसन्न करते हुए.
So we are all faced with the same problem as Arjuna was faced.
तो जिस तरह से अर्जुन को ये समस्या का सामना करना पड़ रहा था उस तरह से हम भी अपने रोजमर्रा के जीवन में इन समस्याओं का सामना करते हैं.
All of us have to eat.
हम सबको खाना पड़ता है.
This is just a very basic principle of life.
ये एक बहुत आधार नियम है हमारे जीवन का.
So we can eat in two ways.
हम दो रूपों में खा सकते हैं.
We can eat in a way which entangles us further in material life.
एक तरीका तो ये है कि हम खाएं और उस आहार को लेने के बाद हम इस भौतिक जगत में और फंस जाएं.
Or we can eat in a way which frees us from material life.
और दूसरा तरीका ये है कि हम खाएं लेकिन वो हमें इस भौतिक जीवन से मुक्त कर दे.
So if we want to, you know, hopefully everybody's intention here is to become free from material life, and therefore we should If that is our intention, then we should offer our foodstuff to Krishna and then take it as prasadam, as yajna shishta.
आशा है यहाँ पर सबकी कामना ये है कि वो भौतिक जीवन से मुक्त हो. अगर वो भौतिक जीवन से मुक्त होना चाहते हैं तो हमें अपना आहार भगवान को अर्पित करना होगा और यज्ञ के प्रसाद के रूप में स्वीकार करना होगा.
So every aspect of our life is like that. We have to eat, we have to sleep, we have to in every way of our life there is a way of doing it in such a way as to please Krishna or to displease him and get caught up in further karma.
So hame khana hoga, hame sona hoga, to jeevan ko is tarah se hame apne jeevan ko jeena hoga ki wo Krishna ki prasannata ka karan bane aur hamare karmon ke bandhan mein na bandhe.
There are various scriptures which detail the way that which one can live a human life which is pleasing to God. I'm not going to go into all the details, but this is the basic idea that Krishna is the principle that we there is a way of living which is pleasing to God, and by doing so we will become free from material entanglement.
शास्त्रों में अनेक विधियां बताई गई हैं इस कार्य को करने के लिए. मैं इनके विस्तार में तो नहीं जाऊंगा, लेकिन मुख्यतः हम यही बात की चर्चा कर रहे हैं कि हम किस तरह से कृष्ण को प्रसन्न करें और किस तरह से इस भव सागर से पार हों.
Srila Prabhupada continues, owing to ignorance, one does not know that this material world is a miserable place where there are dangers at every step. Out of ignorance only, less intelligent people try to adjust to the situation by fruitive activities, thinking that the resultant actions will make them happy. You see, it's right after the explanation of that verse. Yeah. After the explanation of the Bhagavatam verse.
अज्ञानवश मनुष्य यह नहीं समझ पाता कि यह भौतिक जगत ऐसा दुखमय स्थान है जहाँ पद पद पर संकट है. केवल अज्ञानवश अल्प ज्ञानी पुरुष यह सोच कर कि कर्मों से वे सुखी रह सकेंगे सकाम कर्म करते हुए स्थिति को सहन करते हैं.
So we can see in all around us, people, they are not happy, but they think that if I just get a better job, then I can buy more things, and by having these things, I'll be happy.
तो हम अपने आसपास देखते हैं कि लोग खुश नहीं हैं, और वो सोचते हैं कि वो खुशी प्राप्त कर सकते हैं, अच्छी नौकरी प्राप्त करके और अच्छा धन प्राप्त करके वो अधिक खुश हो सकेंगे.
If I only have a bicycle, then if I can get a motorcycle, then I'll be happy.
अगर मेरे पास एक साइकिल है तो मैं सोचता हूँ कि अगर मेरे पास एक मोटरसाइकिल आ जाए तो मैं अधिक खुश हो सकूंगा.
If I have a motorcycle, then if I had a Tata Indica, then I'd be happy.
और अगर मेरे पास एक मोटरसाइकिल है और अगर एक टाटा इंडिका आ जाए उसकी जगह पे तो मेरे को लगता है मैं ज्यादा खुश हो सकूंगा.
If I have a Tata Indica, if I had a Honda, then I'd be happy.
और अगर मेरे पास टाटा इंडिका है तो मुझे लगता है कि अगर मेरे पास होंडा आ जाए तो शायद मैं ज्यादा प्रसन्न रह सकूंगा.
एंड इफ आई हैड अ होंडा देन इफ आई हैड अ मर्सिडीज देन आई वुड बी हैप्पी.
और अगर मेरे पास होंडा है और अगर मेरे पास मर्सिडीज आ जाए उसकी जगह तो मैं ज्यादा खुश रह सकूंगा.
बट दिस इज जस्ट यू नो द कैरेट ऑन द स्टिक फिलॉसफी.
तो ये सिद्धांत है छड़ी के साथ गाजर का बंधा हुआ होना.
That if you put a carrot in front of a donkey, he just chases after that carrot, but he never achieves the carrot.
अगर किसी गधे के सामने छड़ी से बंधी हुई गाजर को लटकाया जाए तो वो गाजर का पीछा करता रह जाएगा लेकिन गाजर को कभी प्राप्त नहीं कर पाएगा.
That we just become, it's just an always one step, we just have like one more step we'd be happy, but that step can never be achieved.
हमें ऐसा लगता है कि बस एक ही हम कदम दूर है खुशी से लेकिन वो कदम हम कभी भी नहीं ले पाएंगे.
No matter how much, as I was just speaking to one gentleman upstairs by the Garuda stan, no matter how much money a man makes at dinner, he can only eat four chapatis.
मैं गरुड़ जी के पास एक व्यक्ति से बात कर रहा था तो उन्होंने ये कह रहा था हम कितना भी धन क्यों ना कमा लें हम चार चपाती से ज्यादा नहीं खा पाएंगे.
No matter how much material advancement the person makes, it doesn't make them any happier.
हम कितनी भी भौतिक उन्नति क्यों ना कर लें ये हमें खुशी नहीं दे सकता.
To a certain degree, we need money because if we don't have money, we don't have the basic necessities of life. But it's not that if you multiply that by 10 times that you'll be 10 times happier. You're not 10 times happier.
कुछ हद तक हमें धन की आवश्यकता है जीवन की मूलभूत आवश्यकताओं को पूरा करने के लिए, लेकिन इसका मतलब ये नहीं है कि अगर हम वर्तमान स्थिति से 10 गुना अधिक धनी हो जाएंगे तो हम 10 गुना अधिक खुश भी हो जाएंगे.
The reason is that the soul is different from the body.
इसका कारण यह है कि आत्मा शरीर से भिन्न है.
And all these endeavors which we're making, they're all in relationship to the body.
और जितने भी प्रयास हम कर रहे हैं ये सब शरीर से संबंधित हैं.
And we can do as much as we want to try to satisfy the body, but we'll not be satisfied.
हम कितना ही प्रयास इस शरीर को खुश करने के लिए कर रहे हैं लेकिन फिर भी हम इस देह को आनंद नहीं दे पाएंगे.
Because by definition the body is limited.
क्योंकि परिभाषा के अनुसार जो देह है वो सीमित है.
There's only so much experience that the body can achieve.
कुछ ही अनुभव जो है वो देह प्राप्त कर सकता है.
For example, if you're hungry and you want to eat, then it gives some happiness.
उदाहरण के लिए जैसे आप भूखे हैं आप कुछ खाना चाहते हैं और खाने पे ये कुछ आनंद देता है.
But if I gave you 3 plates of food, would you be 3 times happier?
तो अगर आपको 3 प्लेट भोजन दिया जाए खाने के लिए तो क्या आप 3 गुना अधिक प्रसन्न हो जाएंगे?
No, you just get sick.
आप सिर्फ बीमार हो जाएंगे.
Now drinking alcohol.
नशा करना.
Now, obviously, there must be some pleasure there, otherwise people wouldn't do it. So, they drink one drink, they feel good. Does that mean if they drink 20 drinks, that they'll feel 20 times better?
और इसका मतलब ये नहीं है कि अगर वो 20 बार नशा करेंगे तो वो 20 गुना और आनंदित हो जाएंगे.
No, they'll just be sick.
वो सिर्फ बीमार हो जाएंगे.
Because this is the nature of pleasure as explained by Krishna later in the Gita, that pleasure which is in the mode of goodness, or I should say we'll skip to the next pleasure, that pleasure with happiness which is in the mode of passion, it is like nectar in the beginning but is like poison in the end.
कृष्ण भागवत गीता में आनंद के बारे में कहते हैं कि ऐसा आनंद जो कि रजोगुण में होता है वो उसका अनुभव शुरू में तो बहुत अच्छा होता है लेकिन बाद में वो जहर के समान कड़वा लगता है.
That's because the body being limited, it can be satiated very quickly. Satiated, it becomes like the stomach gets full very fast. You can only eat so much.
क्योंकि देह सीमित है तो ये बहुत ही जल्दी इसका आनंद रुक जाता है.
But you do not become satisfied.
लेकिन आप संतुष्ट नहीं हो सकते.
Whereas the soul, the atma, being unlimited,
जबकि जो आत्मा है वो ही असीमित है.
The atma is never satiated, but it is satisfied by spiritual endeavor.
तो जो आत्मा है उसका आनंद कभी रुकता नहीं है लेकिन वो संतुष्ट हो जाता है आध्यात्मिक प्रयास करने के कारण.
Because the soul has an unending capacity for spiritual enjoyment.
Atma में एक विशेष गुण है कि वो ऐसा ना रुकने वाला असीमित आनंद आध्यात्मिक जीवन में प्राप्त कर सकती है.
When we read about Lord Chaitanya and his pastimes, how the devotees would have kirtans for hours and hours and hours. The only reason they stopped was because the bodies just couldn't go on any further, but the soul wanted more.
जब हम चैतन्य महाप्रभु के बारे में पढ़ते हैं तो हम देखते हैं कि वो कई घंटों तक
कीर्तन करते रहते थे, नृत्य करते रहते थे, सिर्फ वो इस स्थिति में आके रुकते थे जो शरीर बिल्कुल साथ नहीं देता था, लेकिन आत्मा और अधिक आनंद चाहती थी उस समय भी.
Which is just the opposite of a material situation.
ये बिल्कुल विपरीत है एक भौतिक परिस्थिति के.
Srila Prabhupada continues, they do not know that no kind of material body anywhere within the universe can give life without miseries.
उन्हें यह ज्ञात नहीं है कि संसार में कहीं भी कोई भी शरीर दुखों से रहित नहीं है. संसार में सर्वत्र जीवन के दुख, जन्म, मृत्यु, जरा तथा व्याधि विद्यमान है.
The miseries of life, namely birth, death, old age and diseases, are present everywhere within the material world.
संसार में सर्वत्र जीवन के दुख, जन्म, मृत्यु, जरा तथा व्याधि विद्यमान है.
Now some people, there are certain class of atheists who, when I was a child, I once saw one television program where the man, his proof that there was no God was the fact that there was problems in the world.
जब मैं एक बच्चा था तो मैं एक टीवी में देख रहा था जिसमें मैंने ये देखा कि एक व्यक्ति, एक जो कि नास्तिक था, वो ये बात सिद्ध कर रहा था कि भगवान नहीं है क्योंकि इस पूरे विश्व के अंदर कितनी सारी समस्याएं हैं, इसलिए भगवान नहीं है.
Now if there, his claim was, if there was a God, how could he allow there to be war? How could he allow there to be suffering? How could he allow there to be poverty and starvation if there was a God? But because there are these things, that means there is no God. That was his logic and reason.
तो वो ये तथ्य देते थे कि अगर वास्तव में भगवान है तो फिर युद्ध क्यों हो रहे हैं, अगर वास्तव में भगवान है तो फिर इतने सारे लोग कष्ट क्यों पा रहे हैं. और वो इन तथ्यों पर आधारित कहते थे कि कैसे भगवान इन सब चीजों को होने दे रहे हैं.
But this is a fallacious reasoning because, and I'll illustrate it why. I actually met a woman who said something similar to me. She was a Jewish lady, and I was giving a tour at the Palace of Gold, and she came to me and she said, if there was a God, how he would allow the Holocaust. Now the Holocaust is when, you know, millions and millions of Jews were killed in the Second World War.
तो जब मैं स्वर्ण महल के अंदर एक ज्यूइश महिला को उनको दिखा रहा था उस मंदिर को, तो उनसे कभी जब बात हो रही थी तो उन्होंने कहा कि किस तरह से भगवान ने अनुमति दी कि जब इतने सारे ज्यूइश लोगों को द्वितीय विश्व युद्ध के अंदर मारा गया जर्मनियों के माध्यम से.
So I immediately responded to her that if your father beats you, is this proof that you don't have a father?
तो मैंने उनको उत्तर में ये कहा कि अगर आपके पिता आपकी पिटाई करें तो इसका क्या अर्थ है कि आपके पिता नहीं है.
So this idea that because there's suffering in the material world, that there's starvation and poverty, that there is no God, is actually foolish. Krishna has himself stated that he's made the world purposely in this way.
तो अगर ये तर्क दिया जाता है कि भौतिक जगत में इतनी समस्याएं हैं, युद्ध हैं, लोग एक दूसरे को मार रहे हैं और इसलिए भगवान नहीं है क्योंकि वो सब होते हुए देख रहे हैं, तो क्योंकि भगवान तो भागवत गीता में स्पष्टता कह रहे हैं कि उन्होंने भौतिक जगत का स्वभाव ही ऐसा बनाया है कि जो कि कष्टों का घर है.
I'd be like prisoners in the jail saying that because prisons are miserable, it proves that there is no government.
तो इस तरह से ये बात तो ये हुई कि कैदी कह रहे हैं कि कैद के अंदर कितनी सारी समस्याएं, कष्ट है, इसका मतलब कोई गवर्नमेंट है ही नहीं, कोई सरकार है ही नहीं.
Prisons are not miserable by accident. Prisons are made that way on purpose by the government. They are made to be miserable places.
कैदियों को कष्ट दिए जा रहे हैं उसके पीछे उद्देश्य है, ये एक संजोग की बात नहीं है.
So it's not an accident that the material world is a miserable place, that it's a place of struggle and suffering. It's made this way on purpose by Krishna.
तो भौतिक जगत में जो संघर्ष है और समस्याएं और कष्ट है, ये कृष्ण ने इसका एक स्वभाव बनाया है, इसलिए ये ऐसा है.
The material world is perfectly imperfect.
भौतिक जगत पूर्णता अपूर्ण है.
so that we'll, you know, so that when we get finally get tired of this place, we'll never want to come back.
जब हम पूरी तरह से इस भौतिक जगत से थक जाएंगे, तब हम यहाँ पर वापिस आने की कभी भी चेष्टा नहीं करेंगे.
But if we, you know, on the way to getting this realization, we may spend many lifetimes trying to make some adjustment to feel more comfortable in the material world.
पर इस अनुभव को आते आते हमें हो सकता है कि जन्म लग जाए जब तक हम अपने जीवन के अंदर अपने सुखों के अंदर छोटी मोटी हेर फेर करते रहें.
But no matter what we do, if we're carrying a weight, if we put it on our left, on our right shoulder, we move it to this shoulder, we put it on our head, we're still carrying a weight. It's not going to get lighter by putting it on different parts of the body. You have, the only way it gets lighter is if we throw it off.
अगर हमारे पास कोई वजन है हम उसे दाहिने कंधे पे रखें और थक जाएं तो फिर हम उसे बाएं कंधे पे रख लें और बाएं कंधे पे थक के हम फिर सर पे रख लें तो इससे परिस्थिति का कुछ हल होने वाला नहीं है जब तक आप उस वजन को अपने शरीर से हटा नहीं देते पूर्णता.
So we spent life after life shifting the weight from one part of our body to the other part of our body.
हमने कई जीवन की तरह से बदल दिए हैं वजन को अपने एक शरीर के अंग से दूसरे शरीर के अंग पे लाकर.
So, but there's nothing intrinsically wrong with wealth or any type of material advancement as long as we do not forget the ultimate aspect of life.
धन और ऐश्वर्य रखने में कुछ गलत नहीं है जब तक हम इस बात को ना भूलें कि हमारे जीवन का वास्तव में अंतिम लक्ष्य है क्या.
Because we have to remember that who is our Krishna speaking the Bhagavad Gita to? He's not speaking it to some beggar, he's speaking it to a king.
So हमें ये हमेशा याद रखना होगा कि भागवत गीता कृष्ण किसी भीख मांगने वाले व्यक्ति को नहीं कहकर एक राजा को कह रहे हैं.
And in fact he wants Arjuna and his brothers to take over the empire and become the kings of the empire.
और वो चाहते हैं कि अर्जुन और उनके भाई उस पूरे राज्य के स्वामी बने.
So it's not wealth or the pursuit of wealth that is wrong. It is the whole consciousness which is involved of the person who is doing it.
तो धन को रखना और उसको अर्जित करना गलत नहीं है लेकिन गलत यह है कि वो किस चेतना के द्वारा अर्जित किया जा रहा है.
Because in the beginning, Arjuna wanted to give everything up. He didn't want to go. He wanted to just go beg, be like a Brahmin, and go live in the forest or, you know, and not fight. But Krishna told him, no, you should do your prescribed duty, you should kill all these people, you should become the king, you should do all these things, but you should do it for me.
आरंभ में अर्जुन सब कुछ त्याग के संन्यास लेकर जंगल जाना चाहते थे लेकिन कृष्ण ने अर्जुन को यह ज्ञान दिया कि वो अपने निमित्त कर्म को करें और कृष्ण को केंद्रित करते हुए अपने निमित्त कर्मों को करें.
That is the art of work. To do whatever you're doing, do it for Krishna. That's the art of work.
तो ये कार्य करने की शैली है कि जो भी आप करें वो आप कृष्ण के लिए करें.
So that means whatever, as Lord Chaitanya, he said to one Brahmin in South India. Lord Chaitanya was touring South India and he met one Brahmin. And the Brahmin was so enlivened and enthused by the presence of Lord Chaitanya that he wanted to give everything up and follow Lord Chaitanya.
भगवान चैतन्य दक्षिण भारत में ब्राह्मण से मिले और वो ब्राह्मण सब कुछ छोड़ के भगवान चैतन्य के साथ आना चाहता था लेकिन भगवान चैतन्य ने उनको कुछ ऐसे आदेश दिया कि आप अपना निमित्त कर्म करिए और वहीं अपने स्थान पे रहिए.
But Lord Chaitanya told him, no, you don't do that. You just stay in whatever situation you are already presently and you just teach everybody the lessons that Krishna has taught us from the Gita, from the Bhagavatam, and in that way, whatever position you're in, from that position you can become perfect.
भगवान चैतन्य ने उन्हें संदेश दिया कि वो अपनी ही स्थिति में रहें जहां पर हैं और रहते हुए भागवत गीता के संदेश को प्रसारित करें दूसरों के कल्याण के लिए.
So even the person who is engaged in business or who has got great wealth, he should not be under the illusion that this is going to give him happiness. What will give him happiness is if he uses his wealth in the service of Krishna. That will give him happiness, but not wealth. Wealth will not give him happiness. Wealth will give him misery.
तो जो व्यक्ति धन में है वो उसको ये जान लेना चाहिए कि धन उसको खुशी नहीं दे सकता. वास्तव में धन का उपयोग कृष्ण की सेवा के लिए ही उसको वास्तविक आनंद दे सकता है.
But one who understands his real constitutional position as the eternal servitor of the Lord, and thus knows the position of the personality of Godhead, engages himself in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. Consequently, he becomes qualified to enter into the Vaikuntha planets, where there is neither material, miserable life, nor the influence of time and death.
किंतु जो अपने वास्तविक स्वरूप को समझ लेता है और इस प्रकार भगवान की स्थिति को समझ लेता है, वही भगवान की प्रेमा भक्ति में लगता है. फलस्वरूप वह वैकुंठ लोक जाने का अधिकारी बन जाता है, जहां ना तो भौतिक कष्ट में जीवन है, ना ही काल का प्रभाव तथा मृत्यु है.
To know one's constitutional position means to know also the sublime position of the Lord. One who wrongly thinks that the living entity's position and the Lord's position are on the same level is to be understood to be in darkness and therefore unable to engage himself in the devotional service of the Lord.
अपने स्वरूप को जानने का अर्थ है भगवान की अलौकिक स्थिति को भी जान लेना. जो ब्रह्मवंश यह सोचता है कि जीव की स्थिति तथा भगवान की स्थिति एक समान है, उसे समझो कि वह अंधकार में है और स्वयं भगवत भक्ति करने में असमर्थ है.
So there are various principles which are mentioned in Krishna's Vedic civilization. So there is various principles of three: the three gunas, the three worlds, the three murtis. But in this case, we are speaking about the three principles of relationship. First of all, there is sambandha, abhideya, and prayojana. So in this case, Srila Prabhupada is stressing about the necessity of the living entity to understand his sambandha deha, his relationship with God.
तो वैदिक संस्कृति में कई नियम हैं मूलतः, लेकिन जब हम बात करते हैं भगवद गीता के संबंध में तो तीन बातें की जा रही हैं, जैसे कि तीन गुण और तीन, जब हम देवताओं की बात करते हैं और जब हम कहते हैं कि तीन संबंध जो भगवान बता रहे हैं, जिसमें पहला है यहाँ प्रभुपाद जी कह रहे हैं संबंध, अभिधेय और प्रयोजन. और यहाँ पर तात्पर्य में कहा जा रहा है कि हमें जब तक अपने संबंध को हम भगवान के साथ नहीं समझ लेंगे, तब तक हम इस भ्रम से बाहर नहीं आ सकते.
So here Srila Prabhupada stresses the necessity of knowing perfectly the sambandha tattva.
Srila Prabhupada जी यहाँ पर प्रकाश डाल रहे हैं कि हमें संबंध तत्व को कितने अच्छे से समझना है.
That Krishna is the supreme, and that we are the servant.
कि कृष्ण जो है वो सर्वोच्च है और हम उनके सेवक हैं.
That is our constitutional position.
ये हमारी संवैधानिक स्थिति है.
When Sripad Ramanujacharya was going to write his Sri Bhashya on the Vedanta Sutra,
जब श्रीपाद रामानुजाचार्य जी
His Sri Bhashya on the Vedanta Sutra.
Vedanta Sutra के ऊपर जब श्री भाष्य लिखने जा रहे थे,
he made an agreement with his secretary.
उन्होंने अपने सचिव के साथ एक समझौता किया.
That like Vyasadev dictated Mahabharat to Ganesh, he was going to dictate the Vedanta Sutra to his secretary, and the secretary would write it down.
तो उन्होंने ये समझौता कुछ इस तरह था, जिस तरह से व्यासदेव जी ने महाभारत गणेश जी को लिखवाया, उस तरह से ये रामानुजाचार्य जी श्री भाष्य जो था वेदांत सूत्र का, ये अपने सचिव को लिखवाने जा रहे थे.
But just like between Ganesh and Vyasadev, there were some conditions that were made.
जिस तरह से व्यास देव जी और गणेश जी के बीच में कुछ शर्तें रखी गई थी.
So Ramanuja's secretary said that he would only write it down if he agreed with him.
तो रामानुज जी के जो सचिव थे उन्होंने भी कुछ शर्तें रखी कि अगर जब तक वो इन शर्तों से को स्वीकार नहीं कर लेते तब तक वो ये लिखेंगे नहीं.
So when Srimad Ramanujacharya was describing the nature of the soul, he explained that the Atman was Shakshi, the witness. That is the primary that the primary nature of the soul is that the soul is Shakshi.
तो जब रामानुजाचार्य जी ने आत्मा के ज्ञान के बारे में बता रहे थे तो उन्होंने कहा कि आत्मा जो है वो मूलतः क्या है साक्षी है.
But his secretary didn't write anything down.
लेकिन वो सचिव ने कुछ नहीं लिखा इस बारे में.
So he was wondering, what did I say wrong?
तो रामानुजाचार्य जी सोच रहे थे मैंने ऐसा गलत क्या कह दिया है.
So he thought about it and he thought about it and then he realized, he understood his mistake.
उन्होंने बहुत सोचा और सोचने के बाद उनको अनुभव हुआ कि उन्होंने क्या गलती कर दी है.
That the primary condition or the primary nature of the soul is not that he is Shakshi, but that he is Dasa.
तो मूलतः जो जीवात्मा की स्थिति है वो साक्षी नहीं वो दास होने की है.
So therefore we have to understand that our relationship with God is that God is the master and we are the servant.
तो हमारा भगवान से जो संबंध है स्वामी भगवान है और हम सेवक हैं.
If we have in any other situation then it leads to confusion.
और अगर दूसरी स्थिति हो तो ये हमें अज्ञानता में डाल देती है.
Because there are many other philosophers who will say that we are equal to God.
क्योंकि कई ऐसे दार्शनिक हैं जो बताएंगे कि हम भगवान के समान हैं.
एंड दे हैव क्रिएटेड अ होल फैंटेसी मिथोलॉजी ऑफ हाउ द आत्मा एंड द परम आत्मा आर इक्वल एंड दैट दिस इज द सफरिंग इन द मटेरियल वर्ल्ड इज आवर लीला एटसेट्रा एटसेट्रा. बट इफ वी आर गॉड देन व्हाई आर वी सफरिंग. दे कैन नॉट आंसर दिस क्वेश्चन.
वैसे कई दार्शनिकों ने कई ही अपने मन भ्रांत सिद्धांत बना लिए हैं कई किस्से बनाए हैं जिसमें वो कहते हैं कि आत्मा परमात्मा एक समान है और ये उनकी लीला है कि वो इस भौतिक जगत में कष्ट पा रहे हैं. लेकिन अगर उनसे ये प्रश्न किया जाए कि क्यों हम इस भौतिक जगत में कष्ट पा रहे हैं तो इसका उत्तर उनके पास नहीं है.
Continue with the purport. If he thinks himself to be equal, then he becomes the Lord himself and thus paves the way for repetition of birth and death. But one who understands that his position is to serve, transfers himself to the service of the Lord, and at once becomes eligible for Vaikuntha Loka. Service for the cause of the Lord is called Karma Yoga or Buddhi Yoga. Or in plain words, devotional service to the Lord.
वह अपने आप को प्रभु मान लेता है और इस तरह जन्म मृत्यु की पुनरावृत्ति का पथ चुन लेता है. किंतु जो यह समझते हुए कि उसकी स्थिति सेवक की है अपने को भगवान की सेवा में लगा देता है वह तुरंत ही वैकुंठ लोक जाने का अधिकारी बन जाता है. भगवान की सेवा कर्मयोग या बुद्धि योग कहलाती है जिसे स्पष्ट शब्दों में भगवत भक्ति कहते हैं.
According to this, I should end the class and ask for questions and answers. Yeah, questions and answers now.
तो आपके कुछ अगर प्रश्न हैं तो आप पूछ सकते हैं.
This book, I'll make it very short. I was I had left university and I was trying to, in my own way, achieve some sort of self-realization. I'm condensing in very sutra form. And I heard about Bhagavad Gita, and then eventually, then one day, it would have been in 76, about 32 years ago, in February, almost exactly, I met one devotee, and he was standing in the corner in a city in northern Canada, much colder than this. This is summertime. And he was selling some flowers. And eventually, in the conversation, I asked him if he had a Bhagavad Gita, because I had seen a Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita before. So anyway, he was shocked. He said he had only one Bhagavad Gita, and he said his Sankirtan leader told him to bring it because someone would ask him for it. And I was the person who asked him for it, and I brought it home. And at first I didn't read it because I didn't have time. But then a voice told me that I should keep this book because it will have an effect. Because obviously Bhagavad Gita is Krishna himself. It is not different from Krishna. It is exactly the same as Krishna. So if you have Bhagavad Gita in your house, you have Krishna in your house. So I kept the Bhagavad Gita. And then sometime later, I had been reading some other books which was talking about Bhagavad Gita. So I thought, okay, I have a Bhagavad Gita. So I also started reading the Bhagavad Gita. And I had read many other philosophy books before, but there was nothing like this, this specifically Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita. And though I was a student of pure mathematics, I had difficulty reading the Bhagavad Gita. I would read the page five times. And I still couldn't understand. It was like, to me it was very deep, it was very profound. But that made it more interesting to me because the other stuff was just not nearly so deep. And then what I also very much appreciated about Srila Prabhupada's presentation as opposed to other presentations, because I had been trained in mathematics, was that Srila Prabhupada's presentation of Bhagavad Gita is very scientific, very mathematical. He doesn't just speak his own opinion. He doesn't just talk. He makes a statement, and then he supports it by some pramana. This is just like if anybody studies mathematics, this is exactly, no mathematician just talks off the top of his head. He says, because of this theorem, then he makes another, then this substantiates everything he says by some mathematical axiom or proven theorem. So that very much convinced me of the authenticity of Srila Prabhupada. But also, as I was reading Bhagavad Gita, I also began to follow the directions of Bhagavad Gita. I lived very far from any temple. The closest temple was 400 kilometers from where I was living. So I didn't have any association. But I did have association. Because on every page, there's Krishna and Arjuna, and Srila Prabhupada explaining what they're saying. So it is very much so, because I was totally convinced just by Srila Prabhupada. And so then I became convinced of the philosophy. And then one day I was thinking, who is this Krishna? I mean, I know Krishna is God, but what about Krishna? What about Krishna? I didn't know anything. I wanted to know more about Krishna. So it was one day I was at a friend's house. And I was talking to this person, and I looked behind them, and there was a bookshelf. And the bookshelf was totally empty, except for one book. A brand new, unread copy of Krishna book. How did that get there? I don't know. But I stole that book. I borrowed it without asking. And I just began reading that book. And it's like the Bhagavad Gita, I was reading it continuously. Wherever I went, I was walking down the street reading Bhagavad Gita. I would go to sleep, put the Bhagavad Gita under my pillow. I would wake up, read Bhagavad Gita, like that. And I actually remember just a few weeks before I joined the temple, I was at a friend's house, and somehow the conversation came to the topic that I was reading Bhagavad Gita. So my friend's mother asked me to explain about Bhagavad Gita, and I didn't know. Anyway, I tried as much to the best of my ability that I had to explain Bhagavad Gita, and I remember to this day that my hair on my body, all the hair on my body was standing on end as I was explaining Bhagavad Gita, and I said to myself that I wanted to do this for the rest of my life, because I was having thrills were going up and down my body explaining the Bhagavad Gita, though I didn't know how to explain it. So, but then very shortly, I met some devotees and I joined on the spot. They didn't have to convince me, I joined like that. I had some experience and I joined. Did that answer your question? But it's because Srila Prabhupada preached. You know, when you read Bhagavad Gita, then you have association of, as Sanjaya explained at the end of the Bhagavad Gita, that he gets, just by reading this, he becomes thrilled by remembering this conversation. In fact, in Vyasadeva, in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, goes to great lengths glorifying the Bhagavad Gita without saying so, because when Arjuna came back with the news that Krishna had left the planet, everybody was devastated. But he regained his consciousness, he regained his composure by remembering the Bhagavad Gita. Then he was okay. So the Bhagavad Gita is meant to destroy all our doubts and to bring us composure, to give us solace. That is the then only we can proceed to the next thing. The next is Srimad Bhagavatam, but the Bhagavad Gita is the foundation. Did that answer your question? I hope you need to translate all of that. It will take a long time. You can try.
Prabhuji, विश्वविद्यालय में पढ़ते थे और विश्वविद्यालय से उत्तीर्ण होने के बाद ये आत्म साक्षात्कार में रुचि रखते थे और इन्होंने भागवत गीता की प्रति को देखा हुआ था और एक बार इन्होंने कुछ भक्तों को भागवत गीता वितरित करते हुए कनाडा के अंदर देखा तो उनके पास जाकर प्रभु जी ने भागवत गीता की प्रति मांगी जो कि उन्होंने पहले प्रभुपाद जी की भागवत गीता की प्रति देखी हुई थी तो उनके पास वो भागवत गीता नहीं थी लेकिन वो आश्चर्यचकित हो गए कि कैसे इनको पता है भागवत गीता के बारे में तो उन्होंने अपने जो संकीर्तन दल के नेता थे उनसे जाकर कहा कि एक व्यक्ति भागवत गीता मांग रहा है हमसे
The devotee was shocked because he said that the Sankirtan, he only had one Gita with him, and the only reason he had it with him was because the Sankirtan leader told him to bring it because someone would ask him for it, and I was the person who asked.
Prabhuji wo Bhagavad Gita mang rahe the aur wo Bhagavad Gita lekar aaye aur inko di to wo jab Bhagavad Gita Prabhuji ke paas aayi to Prabhuji pehle ek ganit mein visheshagya the to Prabhupada ji Bhagavad Gita ki prastutikaran ko dekhkar bahut प्रभु जी प्रभावित हैं क्योंकि प्रभुपाद जी ने बहुत वैज्ञानिक रूप से भागवत गीता को कहा है जिस तरह से गणित के अंदर एक गणित विशेषज्ञ कोई भी गणित का जब थ्योरी देते हैं तो उसके साथ कई प्रमाण प्रस्तुत करते हैं तो श्रीला प्रभुपाद जी ने भी कई बातों को कहने के बाद उसमें कई प्रमाण प्रस्तुत किए गए हैं दूसरे आचार्यों के माध्यम से और अनेक शास्त्रों के माध्यम से प्रभु जी प्रस्तुतिकरण को पढ़ के बहुत आनंदित थे और दिन रात उस प्रति को लेकर अपने साथ रहते थे जब सड़क पे चलते थे तो भी वो इस प्रति में पढ़ते थे और जब वो सोते थे तो सोते वक्त अपने तकिए के नीचे भागवत गीता को छोड़ के फिर सुबह वो उठते ही पढ़ना शुरू कर देते थे तो एक दिन वो अपने एक मित्र के घर गए और जब अपने मित्र के घर गए तो वहां पर उन्होंने एक कृष्ण देखा कि पूरे उनके किताबों को रखने के स्थान में सब खाली स्थान था लेकिन सिर्फ एक प्रभुपाद जी की कृष्णा बुक पड़ी थी कृष्णा पुस्तक थी तो प्रभु जी ने उनको चुरा लिया और ना ही उनसे मांगा कि मैं इसे पढ़ सकता हूँ और उसको पूरा पढ़ना शुरू कर दिया जिस तरह से वो भागवत गीता पढ़ते थे एक दिन वो अपने मित्र के यहाँ गए तो जहां पर उनकी मित्र की जो माता थी वो वहां पर थी और कुछ इस तरह से बात हुई कि भागवत गीता के ऊपर बात आई तो ये भागवत गीता को बताने लगे और जब वो भागवत गीता का विस्तार दे रहे थे तो इतना अच्छा लगने लगा इनको कि इनके रोम खूब खड़े होने लगे और इतने आनंद में आ गए भागवत गीता को समझाते हुए और इनको लगा कि अपने पूरे जीवन भर इस भागवत गीता को पढ़ाना चाहते हैं और समझाना चाहते हैं।
Ottawa Temple. Ottawa, the capital of Canada. In Ottawa. The same, you know Bhakti Raghava Swami? Do you know Bhakti Raghava Swami? It's the same temple that he joined there.
जिसे भक्ति वैभव महाराज चलाते हैं उसी मंदिर में प्रभु जी ने इस आंदोलन में अपनी शुरुआत की।
Any other questions?
When it was mentioned that we should not think ourselves as God, aren't the jivatma part and parcel of the paramatma?
Yes, the jiva, as described in the philosophy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it is. It is chintya bheda bheda tattva. That there is simultaneously inconceivable difference, but not different. That the atma is a manifestation. It is coming from Krishna, but it's not the same as Krishna. There's no equality. They are the same in quality, but not the same in quantity. Yeah, there's not equivalence there. If we were to go to the ocean, if you have one drop of seawater, it is the same. If you do a test, you will see that it has all the same quality as the whole ocean. It's salty, it's liquid, it's got a certain amount of sodium, etc. But they're not the same. The one drop of seawater is not the same as the whole ocean. So there is a difference. But at the same time, there is similarity. They're both water. Or like, you are an Indian citizen, right? And the Prime Minister is also an Indian citizen, but you're not the Prime Minister. You're all Indians, but he is the Prime Minister and you're not the Prime Minister. So there is a similarity, but it's not. There's not a complete identity. Otherwise, why do we have to die? Why do we have to work? Why do we have to pay income tax if we're God? God doesn't pay income tax. God doesn't have to get up early to go to work. He doesn't have to do so many. He just plays. He is only playing. Like one time, Srila Prabhupada had a god brother who came from Germany. And this man, he concluded that Krishna was God. His method, his reasoning was this way: that he saw that everyone else, all the other gods, were working. Shiva was meditating. This one is chopping up at his head. Durga is killing demons. All these different things. But Krishna is just playing. He doesn't have any work. He must be God. On perpetual holiday, he only plays. All the others are working. Because they're working for him. So now we do the japa. Does that answer your question, Mataji?
Yes. It leads to another one. Then how do we say Aham Brahmasmi?
Because we're also spirit. Krishna is spirit. We're spirit. He is the supreme and we are the infinitesimally small. We are like very small particles of dust. Just consider this. In Srila Prabhupada once made this statement as an illustration to one of my godbrothers, Tamal Krishna Goswami. He said, in order to curb his... there are millions of universes, right? Each universe comes out of the pore holes, the skin of Mahavishnu. Out of so many universes, there is this one particular universe that we are in. And in this universe, there is this one planet Earth. On the planet Earth, there is many continents, right? So we're here in Asia. In Asia, there's many countries, Right? And then there are many countries, and there's India. And in India there's many, many cities. And then there's Delhi. And Delhi has got what? 1 crore? How many? 1.5 crores people? And then in one section of Delhi there's east of Kailash. You know? And then there's one Hare Krishna center. And then there's and then this person, and then they think that they're important. You know? So we're just very small. Very small. Infinitely small. But Krishna, He is Mahatomahim Anayoranim. He is greater than the greatest, and He is smaller than the smallest, because Krishna is even inside your heart. So we're in, that's Krishna. We can't do that. You know the feelings in your body. You know the feelings, you know the pleasures, you know the pains in your body. I don't know. But Krishna knows the pains and pleasures in your body, the pains and pleasures in my body, in everybody's. That is Krishna. That's the difference between Him and us. But if we want to know what Krishna is like, we can just have to see our own self. That any qualities which we have, it came from Krishna. But in Krishna, it is in a pure form, and it is a pure state. In ours, it is an impure state. But Krishna has emotions, pure emotions. We have lust, Krishna has love. Our lust is simply our love for Krishna, which has been perverted. So we can get an idea of what Krishna is like by examining our own consciousness. But it's in a small sample. It's a small sample of Krishna. You know, for example, Krishna can manifest His anger as a personality. Narsingadeva is a manifestation of His anger. We can't do that. We can't make a whole person out of one aspect of our personality. Like that. Any other questions? You're very welcome. Any other questions?
I have a problem concentrating. I don't concentrate on words, not in a chant.
You can't. You have a problem concentrating?
Yeah, I have. So, what do you tell yourself to have proper chanting? Have a proper concentration?
Well, Arjuna had the same problem. He was saying, because Krishna told Arjuna in the 6th chapter of the Gita, just control your mind. Which is what you're asking, right? To control your mind. And Arjuna said that controlling the mind is more difficult than to control the wind. And Krishna says, yes, you're right. But you have to do it anyway. It comes how? Yoga abhyasa, by practice. The only thing which we can do is control our mind. We cannot control anything else. We cannot control how tall we are, what color, you know, we can't control anything. We can't control how we digest our food. We can't control how our blood flows. We can't control anything. We can't control the weather. We can't control... there's nothing which we can control. The only thing which we can control or attempt to control is how we think. The whole enterprise of Krishna consciousness is that effort to try to conform our consciousness with the consciousness of Krishna. That's Krishna consciousness, so that we can conform ourselves to God. This, a very good example of that is explained in the Krishna book of Pradyumna. The first child of Krishna was Pradyumna. So it's described by Vyasadeva that if Pradyumna found out that he liked something but Krishna didn't like it, then he didn't like it anymore. But then if he liked something... No, if he didn't like something and he found out that Krishna liked it, well, now he liked it. He was trying to conform his mind to the mind of God. Just like a good wife tries to conform herself, adjust herself to her husband, or a brahmachari, the disciple, conforms his mind to the will of his guru. So it doesn't happen, specifically Krishna consciousness is a multi-lifetime endeavor. Bahunam janmanam ante gnana vanman prapadyate vasudevam sarvamiti sa mahatma sadulabha. So at the conclusion of many lives, so it's not you know, if you're very fortunate, you know, you can do it in one life. It's possible. It is possible to do it in one life. Like Maharaj Kakudmi, he did it in one life. When he found out that he was going to die, he immediately was able to concentrate his mind. Because somehow or other, the thought that you're going to die does have a way of getting your attention. You know, you somehow or other, everything else becomes unimportant. You're able to focus your mind then, you know. I have a direct experience in recent past that when death is imminent, a lot of other things become very unimportant. So, but many of us, we take more than one lifetime. So it just comes with practice. Practice. And at least if you find you can't read, you can't chant, everyone can eat prasadam. Prasadam has saved many people. It gives them the desire. It gives them the desire. It gives the. Sometimes you may meet a person who has no interest in spiritual life. Just give them prasadam. That's all you. Just give them prasadam. It gives them the intelligence. It will purify their consciousness. Many persons have simply become devotees on the strength only of eating prasadam, because it has that great potency. You can go back to Godhead through your stomach, which will be a great boon for some people. Yeah, any other questions? Okay, I think everybody's got japa beads now.
Yeah. We'll have to skip japa today.
Okay.
We have some book distribution prizes.
Okay.
And one small slideshow also.
Okay.
So there's some photograph we want to show to the public.
Okay, somebody's gonna explain everything?
Yes.
Okay. I'll get off my Vyasa sound here and I'll go in the audience.
Arjun Prabhu, you are ready? Light, Prabhuji, come back.